is Michael.
Hi, Michael. It's your favorite, Nadine. I think I talk to you more than I talk to my own husband. No, I'm just playing.
What'd you find out, girl?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I need you to get in touch with Next Insurance and have them change your business name on your insurance to show Liberty Services, because it shows it different, right? We're going by your license, because that's okay. Like your official document. So I just want to confirm with you that you're okay with us creating the Google guaranteed profile as Liberty Services, which is what's reflecting on your license.
That's okay. That's fine. My insurance is Liberty Plus HVAC LLC.
Right, but the license shows different.
That's right.
Okay, so if we want it to be easy, because I don't know how hard it is for you to change the Liberty, for you to change the license to reflect how it shows on your insurance. Do you see what I'm saying?
I couldn't hear you. This asshole and truck just went by. I couldn't hear shit. Say that again, please.
Okay. So on your insurance, right, it shows it, as you mentioned, the Liberty Plumbing and HVAC, right? But the license shows as Liberty Services. Okay. So what they're saying is we can keep it as Liberty Services, how your license shows, right? That's how we're going to have your business name show on the Google guaranteed profile as Liberty Services. So that means the only thing you would have to just update is your insurance to show as Liberty Services. If you don't want to do it like that, then we're talking about you got to then have your license show as the way your insurance shows.
I don't give a
shit. Does that
make
sense? I would say, do you want to make it easy? Just do the insurance change. You know what I mean?
I'll do that.
That's going to make it easier. The other way, I think if you're doing your license, it's just going to make it like a longer process for you.
Yeah.
That's what I would suggest.
Thank God I ran into you.
Right.
Because I was doing Angie's List, and they were sending me shit that I don't even do, and they want to charge me $1,200 a month, and I keep telling these MFers, look, y'all send me, you call these things leads, I call them crap, and you just want to keep on telling them.
Oh my gosh.
I can pay for the stuff that I do. You got that? And they said, well, the contract, I said, I don't give a fuck what that contract says. If you send me shit that I can't use, I ain't paying for it.
They're a nightmare. They are a nightmare.
That's what they say. We're going to go to third-party collection. I said, I pay cash for every fucking thing anyway.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I ran into that. So I had this gym membership. I don't know if I told you my husband does dialysis. So I have a gym membership and it was like $15 a month, right? We haven't gone in 2 years because his health just, he's in and out of the hospital. You know what I mean? It's just, we haven't gone. Okay.
Right.
My card number had expired and they sent me a new bank card. I didn't update it. We're not going anymore, so why bother? I'm on a month to month. It's not a contract.
Exactly what I did.
You know what they did? They have been hounding us. They called my husband and said, we're going to send you guys to collections. I was like, oh, heck no. Uh-uh. So I called and they said, well, you need to go in person and cancel it. So I call the place where we went and signed up at. And I said, can I talk to your manager? And the girl's like nervous on the phone. Like, why do I want to talk to the manager? I go, I have a question about my account. Okay. Like you could tell she was terrified. Like, why am I asking for the manager right off the bat? So I talked to the manager and I go, look, here's the situation, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. You know, what do we owe? He's like $45 each. I said, okay, well, check it out. I'm not paying that. I haven't used it. I know that's not your fault. I'm on a month to month. What do I got to do to cancel? Well, you guys got to pay it in full. I said, and I just, you know, I'm just like, no, I'm not paying that in full. I don't have the money right now. He's like, well, my job is to save these accounts, not lose them. You know what? I'll just credit you those months and I'm going to put you on a pause. Cool. So that means come January, February, I can cancel and I don't owe anything. He's like, absolutely. I go, what's your name? And I want to make sure this is getting sent to corporate and I want it in writing. Like, don't tell me you're going to threaten me and send me to collections. I don't work like that. You know what I mean? And there's a way you can fix it. You know?
I don't give a shit. You start saying, oh, I'm going to send you to collections. You're going to send me to collect for a service that just don't fucking work. How about that? Okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's like, you're going to send me to collections when you can count how many times I went to your gym. 3 times. You guys have been banking on that $15 each of us a month for the last 2 years. You know what I mean?
It's a septic tanks. I said, I don't fucking do, and I keep going on the telephone. Don't fucking do septic tanks. Next, they send me another one. We don't fucking do septic tanks.
You're like, how many times do I got to say it? You got this recorded, right? I don't do septic tanks.
After about a dozen times, I said, fuck it. Y'all are just aggravating me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're at least you stick up for yourself. You know what I mean? I've talked to business owners, and I'm not even joking. They have let them run amok around them. I talked to one guy, this was like 6 months ago. He's all, Nadine, I'm literally getting my own jobs on my own just to pay the $10,000 bill that I owe them. Because they keep threatening me about collections. And I even told them, tell them then send me to collections. When we go to court, I will show them all these leads that you guys sent me that had nothing to do with the work that I do.
Well,
people that don't answer the phones, I'm all, they have lawsuits going against them.
I got all these other lead people that I've done business with. They fucking constantly call me because I always pay. I always tell them the same thing. You send me a bunch of shit leads like you did the last time, and then the answer is fuck no. Unless you can fix that, I don't want to even have nothing to do with y'all. And then you came along. I said, okay, here we go. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. This will not be like with them. That's why, like, as soon as they message me, Nadine, ask him if he could change this so that way we can start creating. And I said, on the call right now, calling him now. So
sure.
I stay on top of it because that's my job.
I am easy to get along with, and even if you make me shit, I'll just say, please let's don't do this because I will fucking poke my finger in your eye. And you fucked up.
I believe you.
I fucked up several people. So, you know, even when I'm drunk in a bar, I go, please. We don't need to be doing this because the first thing I'm going to do, and you can't stop it, is take my thumb and stick it in your left eyeball, and you're going to be missing a fucking eyeball. Is that what you want? Let's don't do this. I will walk the fuck away. You win. You win. I will walk the fuck away. But if you keep this up, if you put your hands on me, you're going to be blind in one eye. I'm just telling you.
Right.
Look on their face and they go, oh yeah. And usually my son was usually with me. He'd go, he's fast like a fucking cobra, man. You'll be missing an eyeball. He says, I've seen it. He'll tell him, I've seen it twice.
He's like, just walk away. Just walk away. I'm telling you, I'm warning you, walk away.
I tell him, please let me walk away. You win. I said, buy him something to drink because I'm getting the fuck out of here before I hurt this motherfucker.
Right?
Yeah, that's the fact. these guys get on the telephone and they go, we're going to take you to collections. I go, how about it, motherfucker? Go ahead. You think that's going to hurt me? That don't hurt my bank account none.
Right.
As a matter of fact, me not paying your ass does me a damn world of good.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just get that fixed to show the Liberty Services on the insurance, and then just send us that. Once you have it, just send it to me. Email it to me if you need to. Okay, and then I'll forward it over to them. All right?
When does next close?
You know, I don't know. I know I've called them as late as, like, gosh, I'm going to say 5 o'clock my time, and they've been open until 7.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I know they're open kind of late. I know I've called them at 5 o'clock, and I think they're in California, if I'm not mistaken, when I've called them.
That's one. I'll look them up. I'll look up the phone number and call them.
Yeah, let me look and see if I can find it. Yeah, I think they're in Los Angeles, California, if I'm not mistaken. But it looks like they even have a 24/7 from your computer or mobile phone device. So I would just call them and just see when.
Los Angeles? Who the fuck wants to live there?
Hey, I live in Orange County. Be nice. Okay, look at, I found 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. I found this says business information.
Number, phone number.
Let me take a look. This one's the help center. Let me get a phone number for next insurance. Of course, I don't see a phone number. Stand by. Check, contact us.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, honey. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.